Guide us by your mighty Holy Spirit. Lead us, Lord, like a shepherd. Do your will, Lord. Heal and deliver. Set us free tonight. Thank you for salvation, for miracles, and for your great power that is released here in Klerksdorp tonight. We give you thanks. We bind demonic activities that are opposed to this program. In the name of Jesus. Thanks, Lord.
For
sending your angels into our midst tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. And everyone shouted
amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you glad to be here tonight? Wow. First of all, I want to say thank you to the wonderful pastors of
Klerksdorp.
God bless you for supporting this crusade. We are excited to be here. And it's a great time for Klerksdorp. There are so many cities in South Africa that we have been to. But there are so many, many more cities that we could not go to. So I believe God has chosen Klerksdorp for a great blessing. Amen.
Amen.
I want to thank our mayors. I believe there are a number of mayors here. It is a great honor for us to have your presence here today. And also the Speaker of the Parliament. And all the other government officials. Thank you for honoring this occasion. May God help you and bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tonight is one of the greatest nights in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that will happen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
There are many prophecies in the Bible, but they don't happen to most Christians. It's not the accuracy of the prophecy. Because we all know the Bible is true. But it is the prophecies you believe
that,
let me finish before you speak. It is the prophecies that you believe that will happen to you. So when you hear a word from the Lord, you must always shout, Amen.
When I uti, Amen.
So that all the good things will happen to you. One day I was preaching somewhere, and there was a lady standing out there. God opened her eyes, and suddenly she saw a mighty angel standing by my side. Every time I spoke a word of prophecy like, you are blessed, or something good, huh? The angel would throw a parcel into the congregation. And there were smaller angels that would take the parcels and put them in the hands of different people who had raised their hands and were shouting Amen. Some people were sleeping. And the angels just passed by them and put a hand, the blessing in other people's hands. Tonight, no blessing will bypass you. Whatever good thing God has for you, you are receiving it today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow, what a blessing. Tonight my message is very simple. It is John 3:16. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And John 3:17 is a very good verse as well.
John 3:17.
For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight, you must know the wonders of this magnificent scripture. God so loved the world. God is the greatest person who ever lived. God loves you. Wow. Most girls want a great person to love them.
Hey.
Is it not true? Sometimes when a brother comes and says, "Honey, I love you, will you marry me?" Then the sister will look at the brother up and down and say, "You are not great enough." And most of the sisters want a very great person to love them. The greater he is, the faster you say yes. Is it true or is not true? One day I met the wife of a president. Yes. And she told me she had had a very sad and difficult marriage.
Hey.
She described her tears and her sorrows. So I asked her, when he came to look for you, did you not see that he has a lot of other girlfriends? She said, "I knew. Because I was one of his many girlfriends. But I could not resist him. Because he was so great." And I said, "You had a very nice wedding." She said, "A fantastic wedding. Can you imagine marrying the president?" Wow. So tonight I have some fantastic news for you. Somebody greater than the greatest and nicest man loves you. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
God so loved the world. Amen.
Amen.
And he loves you
ukuthanda
with the greatest kind of love.
Ngothando olukhulu ongakwazi ukuchazwa.
Yes.
Yes.
You see, the greatest person
umuntu omkhulu
loves you
uyakuthanda
with the greatest love.
Ngothando olukhulu.
The Bible says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friend. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, you must know that God is loving you with great love.
Namhlanje ufuna ukwazi ukuthi uThixo ukuthanda ngothando olusidudla.
Anybody who has had more than one boyfriend will understand when we say greater love.
Motho o tla nna le batho ba babedi o tla tlhaloganya lerato le legolo.
One day I saw a lady who has had 5 boyfriends.
Motho ile a bona khaitsedi o na le boyfriend ba ba 5.
And I asked her, were they all the same?
Amotho re bane ba tshwana na batho ba.
She said, no. So I said, which one was the greater love? She said, the second one. Hey!
Hey!
You see, there are different levels of love. Yes. Is it true or is not true? South Africa, you have a lot of love.
South Africa, let's say love.
A lot of boyfriends and girlfriends.
Boyfriend and girlfriend.
So you understand this verse very much. That's why you have so much HIV also. You have a lot of love with a lot of different lovers.
Love.
Hey! Or your HIV comes from mosquitoes.
Okay, HIV sugar from mosquito.
Where does it come from?
The HIV sugar began.
Greater love has no man than this.
Olukhulu alinandoda engalibeka empilo yakhe.
Tonight, you must respond to this great love. Yes. You must say yes. When God is stretching out his hand to you, you must say yes. When God is showing you he loves you, you must say yes, Lord. You cannot play games with the love of God. It's too big to play games. When I was in school, my wife had a friend who was very beautiful. She was almost as beautiful as my wife, but not as beautiful.
Hey.
Many people wanted to marry this girl. Yes. Different brothers. Good brothers.
A1
brothers. Do you know
A1?
A is number A and 1-1. So A1 is like 1-1.
A1.
Top of the chart. Every boy who came, she would laugh. Oh, why look at this man.
Why mar unyetse motho?
One after the other. First year, second year, third year, we finished university. She was having nobody. After school,
after Peter school,
good brothers were still following her. I love you. I know one of the brothers myself. He's an A1 brother.
A1 brother.
He wanted to marry her. She said no. Many years later, she was now over 50.
Unesani more than 50 years.
Not able to marry.
Yano asa tholo anyalega yano.
Yes. And it's not that nobody loved her. A lot of people liked her. But she's too big. Too posh. If you go to hell, it is not because somebody didn't love you. Yeah. Because for God loving you, he has really loved you.
So
if you go to hell, don't blame Jesus. So God so loved the world, the whole world. So the great God, with his great love, loved the whole world. Hey. There are many people who just have love for me, my husband, and my two children. You love three people. God's love is greater than loving my husband and my two children. He loves the whole world. Some of you, you love only people from your tribe. What tribe is here?
Tswana.
You don't love Zulus. You don't love
Pedis.
Tosa.
Tosa.
Yes. But God loves the world. Some of you are black. You only love black. Some of you are white, you only love white. Some of you are colored. What is colored? Lomala.
Mala.
You only love colored. God is not like you. Thank God, God is not like you.
Hey!
If God was like you, then maybe only colors would come to heaven. When you get to heaven's gate, they say, what color is he? What color is he? Check the color. Check the color. Too black. To hell. Thank God that God's love is not like your love. God so loved the whole world. Some of you only love South Africans. If somebody is from Lesotho, you say he's a foreigner. If he's from Zimbabwe, you say he's a foreigner. What is he doing in our country? He's taking our jobs. Where is this man from? He's from
Nigeria.
He's from West Africa. Take them out. We don't want them.
Wow.
Thank God that God is not like you. Thank God that God is not like you. God loves South Africans. God loves Zimbabwe. God loves Lesotho. God loves Nigeria. God loves England. God loves America. God loves everybody. God loves the whole world.
Hallelujah.
He loved the whole world. God so loved the world. The world.
Ish.
Some of you only love rich people with big cars.
Yeah.
There are pastors who have, I remember one church, the pastor had an usher outside. And he told the usher, any important person who comes with a big car, come and call me.
Hey!
So that day, it happened that my wife had traveled to that town. And she was in quite a big car. So she happened to go to that church, just passing by. To her surprise, the pastor who was preaching left his sermon. But he was informed that a big car has come to the church.
Hey,
Jesus! But when a small person without a car walks into the church, that's when they shouldn't call you to come and greet the person. Thank God that God is not like you. God is not like me. God is not like the pastors. God so loved the whole world.
Hallelujah.
Wow. But he gave his only son. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Wow, that's the biggest gift. You cannot love without giving. Oh yes.
Yes.
You cannot love without giving. Giving.
Nela.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you love, you will give.
How rata utafana?
Love is like oil.
Le rata le tshwana jaaka oli.
You have to put it in something.
E witsinya mo sengweng.
To be able to give it.
Go khona go fana ka yone.
It can't just arrive. You have to put it in something.
O tlhoka gore o itsenye mo sengweng.
So God so loved the world.
Modimo ratile le fatshe.
That he gave the best.
Gore anela.
Whenever God loves you.
Ha modimo a go rata.
He gives gifts and the gifts. The greatest gift you can give is a person. Yes.
Yes.
The greatest gifts to Klerksdorp are the pastors that God has given as gifts to the church. The Bible says he ascended and gave gifts to men. A person is a gift to you. It is the absence of the person that makes you see what you don't
have.
Most people are not so important when they are alive. When they are gone, then you say, oh, hey, this was a great person. Hey, it's not easy to get this type of person. But you must appreciate the gift. God gave, he didn't give an angel. He gave his only son. I don't know if you've heard of the French Revolution. It's where they had what they called the guillotine. They cut off a lot of people's heads. And they caught the king. And put him in a cart with a horse. And cut off his head, the king. The king of France, King Louis the 14th.
King Louis the 14th.
And his wife. They took his wife later. Marie Antoinette.
Mary Antoinette.
The one who introduced fashion to Paris. Yes.
Yeah.
She came with the dresses and the perfumes that France is known for today. They put their queen in a cart. Cut off her head. And they cut off the heads of most of the important people. And the country rose up.
And then country
to shed a lot of blood. Just across the sea was England.
England.
England also was suffering.
England.
But England had a gift. that France didn't have.
Okay, France is not yours.
God gave to England a man called John Wesley.
And then go England, they begun John Wesley.
Yes. And John Wesley was crisscrossing England at the same time
John
that
Wesley,
they were having this revolution.
Wesley,
and he was preaching across England and stabilizing. And people were coming to God from the north to the south. They also had a king. They also had the same situation. But the whole country was preserved.
John Wesley, una rera, ayako di muluko tlas, ili neo ema tla for England.
When God wants to help a nation, help a people, he will give a gift. And often the gift is a man. But this time, God wanted to save the whole world. And he decided to give his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That whosoever believes. Wow.
Wow.
God is clever. Because the method of salvation is that whosoever believes. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's not whosoever has a visa. Some of us don't even have passports. To come to South Africa, you need visas. We need
visas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they look and they say, ah! No. Where is your bank account?
Account
you cannot come.
When
to go to America.
How you go to America?
You need a visa.
Utoka visa.
Huh. They look at you, they say, have you been to Syria? Have you been to Iraq before? No, don't come here. You want to go to England? Then look. How much money do you have to check for your
visa?
No, don't come here. I think South Africa, you need visa to go to England,
huh?
You see, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. When
Africa
was richer, we didn't need visas. It was easy. You just sit on a plane and you go. When you get to England, they say, what do you want? So, I'm just coming. But as we became poorer, they say, No. Don't come. You. Go back. Don't come. But Jesus, he says, come. With all your poverty, with all your troubles, with all your difficulties, come to me. I like you. Yes. And the way to go to heaven is by believing. This works for everybody. There is nothing that works in Alaska, in America, in South America, in Botswana, in South Africa, in Nigeria, in China, in India, it works in Congo, it works in Australia, it works everywhere. Whoever believes can enter.
Poloso eberga lefatshe lotlhe ha wena o dumela ho morena
Jesu. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
But if it was whosoever has money,
fela haini le gore o mongwe o mo ona le tshelete fela,
then only a few people in South Africa would go. South Africa is a very wonderful nation. With a lot of picture of prosperity. But a lot of real poverty. In all our crusades, The offerings in South Africa is the lowest in every country we've ever been from. Every
South Africa, ke ona ona odwini o musesane.
So if you have to enter by your offering, then South Africa would not be able to go to heaven.
South Africa is number last.
But it's not by your offering, it's by your believing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whoever believes. Wow, I love this. Educated idiots can believe. Idiots. When you go to heaven, you will see idiots in heaven. Because even idiots can believe.
Hey!
How do you say idiots?
Sematla.
Sematla. Sematla. They will all be in heaven. Even idiots will be in heaven. But you have no idiots in university.
Fella, how na di thotho ko university?
Yes. Professors can also go.
The professor let all the guy.
Idiots can go.
The matter let all the guy.
All the idiot has to say is, "I believe in Jesus."
The matter didn't refer like he didn't believe.
And that will be the cleverest thing the idiot ever did. Why don't you clap for God for this wonderful salvation that He has made for us? Wow! Fantastic. Whosoever believes will not perish. Wow!
Wow!
Will not perish, but have everlasting life. Will not perish in hell. Yes.
Yes.
Hell is real.
Once
somebody said to me, you know, I don't think there can be hell. And at a point I began to think, yeah, true. Hell is too serious. To be real. Then one day I went to a prison. There were about 500 people in the prison. Hey. I was amazed. I saw people suffering there. I couldn't believe my eyes. This was a prison in Ghana. I saw Ghanaians. I saw Nigerians. Then I saw Chinese. In the prison. In Ghana. They don't serve sandwiches in our prison in Ghana.
Yeah, how do you send me to Kotrongo?
I said they don't serve sandwiches in our prison.
Abache di sandwich Kotrongo. Yeah, Ghana.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then I saw six Korean men. Six.
Bona bana baba rataro ba Korea.
In Korea, we have a food called kimchi. They don't serve kimchi in
Ghana.
Then I saw a Lebanese man. Yes, in
yeah.
Our prison,
Ghana.
Walking up and down. If you want to go to prison, don't come to prison in West Africa. Choose another country to go to prison.
West Africa.
Hey,
my daughter.
Then I saw an Englishman wearing shorts. He was an old timer walking through the prison. And he was eating. We have a food in Ghana called gari. It is cassava. I don't know. Do you know cassava? Cassava flakes. Like corn flakes, it's cassava flakes.
You mean cassava flakes?
Eish.
Eish.
When I look at these people, God spoke to my heart. He said, if human beings can take people whom they don't want in society and say, you are not good for this community. We are going to keep you here. You will never come out. Do you think that God cannot make a place to put people in who he says, you are dangerous, wicked, go into that fire. That day I realized there is a hell.
There
is.
Yes.
Yeah. And many people are going there. Yeah. Many. Many. The Bible says, enter by the narrow gate. The gate is wide. The way is broad. That leads to destruction. Enter by the narrow gate. But the gate is broad. Many people are on their way to hell.
Yes.
Yeah. And God could see it. They could see. Yeah. You know, because you cannot come to heaven with your sins. No. You cannot, no. Yeah. You can't come with even one of your lies. The day you stand in front of the angel at the gate of heaven and you tell a lie, he asks you, what's your name? Your name is Rose. You say, my name is Lucy. He said, look, do you know where you are? You're telling lies here also. You are telling the angel, your name is Lucy, when your name is Rose. Because Rose has done many bad things. And Lucy has not done so many bad things.
Lucy,
so you go to heaven and you say, I'm Lucy. From Klerksdorp, I'm from Klerksdorp, I'm Lucy.
Lucy,
I'm a pastor's wife, I'm from Klerksdorp. The angel will give you a dirty slap. Yes.
Yeah.
How many liars do we have in
Klerksdorp?
Only four. One, two, three, four. Ah, the back there, upstairs. Are there any liars here? How many of you have told a lie before? Can I see your right hand? No, put your hand up, put your hand up. Let me ask you properly. How many of you have told more than 100 lies since you were born up till today? 100. What about the pastors and the mayors?
Hey!
Klerksdorp is full of liars. Wow.
Shh.
How many of you have been jealous before? Jealousy. At the back, upstairs, I want to see jealousy. What about the pastors and the mayors? Hey, jealousy.
Mona.
Pastors are full of jealousy. What do we have in Klerksdorp?
Hey, John Mutlex.
Jealous liars.
But Baba Nale Maka, Baba Nale Mona.
Amazing.
Bamaka.
Can such jealous liars go to heaven?
Ow. But Baba Nale jealousy, Banale Maka, Abakaya Kolokodimona.
Okay. How many of you have stolen something before? Stole. Okay, wait. How many thieves are here? I want thieves. All thieves to raise your hand.
Makodu.
All thieves, raise your hand.
Some of you don't want to raise your hand. Especially those in the front row here, they don't want to raise their hand. How many have stolen something before? How many have stolen chicken from your mother's kitchen before? What about the pastors? How many thieves are there among the pastors? The pastors don't want to raise their hand. They are adding one more lie to their 150 lies. Hey! It's getting worse as I'm preaching. Okay. Last question. Can such liars and thieves go to heaven? Can you imagine if God allows all the thieves of Klerksdorp to go to heaven? It means we have to put a police station in heaven now.
Yeah.
We have to build a police station and have police and army in heaven.
Police station in the Masole,
because you have come. How many have committed fornication before? That is, sleeping with somebody is not your husband, it's not your wife. Lift your hands. Some of you should lift your legs and your hands together.
Hey!
When you don't lift your hand, it's one more lie to the already 1,500
lies. More and more.
I'm going to ask the pastors, but you must close your eyes first. Close your eyes. Shall I ask the pastors? But you have to close your eyes. Close your eyes. Some are not closing their eyes, so I'm not going to ask the pastors. Yeah. Listen. God so loved the world that he gave his son Jesus, that whoever believes in him should not perish. Why would you perish? Because our sins are so many. Look, without trying, you are a sinner.
Why is it when I open the Bible?
The one who is preaching is covered with sins.
Oh, and all around, oh, covered with kiribi.
The pastors who are sitting here, some of them have done worse things than you who have never become a pastor.
Hey! Metolo.
What a shock.
Hey!
Listen, this is the reason why God sent his son Jesus Christ into the world. Because when you are a parent, you can see the trouble is coming. One of my sons, he was doing his exam, and one day I asked him, what is the longest river in Africa? And he said the river Mississippi or some. He said the wrong river, and I knew this boy is going to fail. I said, no, he's going to fail. So I was moved to help my son. Yes.
Yeah.
I was moved. I said, bring all your books. He brought his books. I look at the subject.
Hey,
I had forgotten my maths. And all the things he was learning, I had forgotten them. But I started to learn them. And to study with him. In the night, I was doing the question number one. A, B, C, D.
A, B, C, D.
Which one is correct? Then he will say B.
B.
Then I say, let's check. We check B.
B
is correct. Number two. In the night. After night. And because I saw that my son was failing. Mississippi is not in Africa.
Mississippi is not in Africa.
Are you understanding what I'm talking about? God looked at us, and today my son has qualified in the university.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I had to step in to save him.
Yes.
Every day.
Sometimes
I would be sleeping. I say, number 24 that I sleep. Then he will wake me up. Wake up.
Hey, Papa. Hey, you know, Robert, you know.
Ah, 24.
Hey, you know, 24.
Yeah. I was making efforts.
I did that.
To save my son.
Hallelujah.
God has made great efforts to save you and to save us in South Africa and to save the whole world. And the great effort that he has made is to send his son Jesus Christ. That is why the Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? Jesus came to this world and he died on the cross and shed his blood to wash your sins and my sins away, because he could see. Look at it. Covered with evil and with sins. And tonight he said, whosoever believes in him, you will not go to hell, but you will go to heaven, because you believe in this only begotten Son of God. That is why today people don't like it when you say Jesus is the Son of God. They want you to say he is a prophet or a teacher. But the Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And when you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, then you will have eternal life. Tonight, how many of you here believe? How many of you receive Jesus? Stand to your feet, everybody. John 3:16. Every eye closed for a moment. If you are here tonight and you want to be washed by the blood, look at me, everybody. The night before Jesus died, he took the cup